and I'm Scottish.
Yeah, you're Scottish, bro.
Was Flames.
That was kind of dope.
That heavy leather.
Yeah.
Kilt, that shit was fire. Okay, now I'm sure I've clowned him tons for appropriating my culture. Mm-hmm. And I did probably say that. I don't really care if you appropriate culture, but it's nice to point out when that happens the other way. Why can't we have a white appreciation month? What is it, white people?
White history month?
Yeah, why isn't there a white history month, right? Why can't we have a white lives matter rally? White people love that argument, bro.
Yeah.
And you know the funny thing is that white people, I know this because I'm white, like, we don't even care about being white that much. Like, amongst white people, we never talk about being white. We never have any conversations about being
Most
white.
Most of you don't. There's a small percentage that are really into it.
Yeah.
So, like, your foot fetish, you know what I mean? There's, like, a percentage that's foot fetish. There's a percentage that's white fetish.
I guess. I just feel like they don't even tap that much into that. Like, I feel like they're probably more religious than they are that. Like, show me the white people who are like, we love being white and nothing else.
Everyone at the Capitol?
You would think?
No, but they also, he's saying,
I don't know.
This is what y'all are debating. Is white the most important thing, or is the most important thing Trump, QAnon, whatever? What's their biggest thing I identify with? Do I identify as and take pride in I'm white, or do I take pride in I'm stopping pedophiles, I'm whatever?
Hey, they were kind of here.
I don't know.
Trump came along. Check it like this. Check it like this. There are white people that don't really care about being white, but that don't like black people.
Okay.
They don't like you for your blackness. They just don't care about their whiteness. They might be Italian as fuck. You know what I mean? They might be like Irish. They might have their little thing that they identify with, but they don't really care about being white. I've never met, to this day in my entire life, I met a lot of whites that like have valued whiteness. It's an illusion.
Unless it's in rap.
Stop. It's in what?
If it's in rap.
Okay, go.
If a white rapper succeeds, then I'm like, nice, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'll be loving white rappers.
The charts,
yeah, like white basketball players like Jason Williams. Love.
Like, that's the only time you ever proud for someone for doing something and they're white. You know what I mean? And, like, you acknowledge their whiteness. As if it's in something that white people don't do good.
Athletics or hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see a white rapper, you're like, nice, dude.
It's nice to see yourself reflected.
White guy running the 100-meter dash?
Dude, I'm always rooting for that guy.
I'd be rooting for him.
And he always loses.
You got to watch the race like this.
You watch it like this.
The black guy's all the way over here. You watching this guy stumble through the 50-yard line. Come on, Greek.
He tying his shoes.
Come on.
Fucking Chet Hanks. Come on, run, bro.
Shout out to Chet. White boy summer. I guess what I'm saying is, like, a lot of times when you see this, like, white pride shit, I think it's pussy because they don't really feel it.
Yeah.
They're just being reactionary.
It's just backlash.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But cool.
I'm not saying that they don't hate y'all.
No.
But they don't love them for that reason.
Yeah, they
like
only...
when I see Black Pride, I'm like, oh, they're trying to really make a movement to be proud of who they are as a race, right? Black people are going, we need to be proud of ourselves. We need to stop looking at ourselves in the way that people who hate us look at us.
Yeah.
It is a pride movement.
You're not denying that there's white supremacists out there.
There's so many white supremacists out there.
But
so
most races might not be
racist. I'm not talking about the little like groups of like KKK and shit like that. I'm talking about like the average racist or the average like...
I just think those groups are a little bit bigger than you put
Here's what he's saying. Here's what I think he's saying. You know how Malcolm said black people aren't racist, they're reactionary racist?
Yeah.
Where like white people are racist toward them, so they're racist back.
White people are prideful. We're reactionary pride.
Like white supremacy is like reactionary pride where like they see you guys being proud and they kind of don't like you. So they're like, you know what? I'm proud of me too.
Let me take it out. Thank you for communicating that better than I could ever fucking do. Let me give you an easier one to digest also because with a racial component, it's just so difficult because we all have these like visceral memories of racism, so it's hard to remove ourselves. But remember the straight pride parade?
Yeah.
That's just reactionary. Yeah. There was a straight pride parade that they were trying to do, I think, like up in Boston or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Straight people, we don't have straight pride.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going, yo, you straight? Yeah, me too. We love pussy, but we don't sit and go, God, we need a flag for how straight we are or any of these things. It's just a bunch of straight people who are losers, right, who are seeing gay pride, and they're like, well, why can't I be proud of myself being straight?
Mm,
and then them reacting in a way to antagonize. Ain't not really about that life.
Unless it's a straight drag queen, though.
Welcome to the Apostly Podcast Experience. It's an experience here. Today is Tuesday, April 13th, 2021, and you were listening to Andrew Schultz talk about white people and white pride, I guess, and how white people don't have white pride. That sounded like it was disgusting coming from my mouth. Oh my god, I'm going to the office. I don't want to be in the office. I really don't want to work today. I didn't even want to be home today. You know, I prefer to go to the office late. Just because I really didn't feel like working today. I'm just exhausted and I'm on call. So it's one of those days where I don't feel like working, but I have to work, and I guess that's every day, but I just hate being forced to be on the leash, and that's how I feel like how things are when you're on call. So that's going to be my life for the next 8 hours or so. I'm on my way to my office. Just because, you know, I don't fucking want to be in the office at all this whole entire week, you know. And today was probably the best day for me to stay home because I'm going to be work on call. But I just know, like, I've had so much anxiety all morning. I just know some bullshit's going to fucking pop off. Oh my god, this is so annoying. I haven't even checked my phone, but you know, I don't know if you guys just heard it. That was a Microsoft Teams notification. I get those all day, every day, right? Like, it's a non. Oh man, I've dug myself into a hole, thinking that I would have a team to collaborate with and help get me out of the hole, you know, after taking so much on myself, right? Like trying to be the sacrificial goat, trying to be the catalyst, you know, to get things straightened out, you know. But when you have people that don't want to collaborate, who don't really care, and who are dead set on being toxic, you're not going to get really far, you know. So I'll be in the office, I'll deal with toxic people for a few hours, get some things done that I can't get it done at home, and hopefully I just won't have to deal with going to the office the rest of the week. Just like the new guy, you know, I haven't seen the new guy in the office for a couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? And what the fuck, you know, like, oh man, I'm just so exhausted, so burnt out, you know. And I just you know, don't feel like there's much talent coming in, because I don't feel like we're overloaded with the workload. I just feel like we're not working on the workload as a team should. Oh, that's so annoying. So, I'm at a street light where you have to wait for a green light on, you know, the green arrow to turn left. And there was a car that was blocking the way for the car behind to go in. So they didn't get to go to, so they didn't get to turn left. And this arrow takes about 5 minutes for it to go from red to green. So he's going to be stuck there for a good 5 minutes or so. I don't know exactly how much, but I know it feels like red minutes, you know, especially when 5 minutes, especially when he could have gone if the guy had gone in to that lane earlier. Or if he would have scooted up just a little bit so he can squeeze by his Honda Civic a little bit, you know, squeeze it by and be able to make that left green light. But then he didn't, you know. And then what happened was, after the light had turned red, the guy decided to go into the left lane. He was like, oh shit, I have to take a left. You know, where then he gave enough room for the guy behind him to go into that turning lane. But unfortunately, he had already missed the green light. Sad kind of day. It's a gloomy day. It's gray up, you know, and I like working on these days just because I like the day to feel like I feel, you know. And if I have to go work into a toxic fireplace, then that's what I'm going to have to do, you know. And I guess everyone else in the world is going to have to deal with the toxicity of the environment or whatever, you know. Hope it rains. You know what they say, when it rains, it pours. Alright, well, I don't want to get this too long. I don't really got much to talk about. The Jazz lost to the Wizards again. That's kind of sad. But interesting statistic, Mike Conley, or the Jazz, lost when Mike Conley was out for the first time this season. And you can verify that by going to Scott Van Pelt's stat website or whatever. But anyways, Jamal Murray's out. That means the Jazz are going to win the NBA Finals. And you guys have a wonderful day.